Blog Talk Radio.
Find it. Try it. Paint it. Love it. Find it. Try it. Paint it. Love it. Find it. Try it. Paint it. Love it. Find it, try it, paint it, love it. Find it, try it, paint it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
You drop me back down to the floor.
Oh, brother. Oh, Stevie, honey. If that's my son's favorite right there. For him to be such a young soul when he was alive in flesh, I'll never forget Brother O when he walked up to me and told me how he loved Stevie Wonder. And it was just so shocking because it was like, huh? You're so young, you know what I'm saying? But now I understand. He was only young in the flesh like many of the children. So thank you, Brother O, for playing one of the greatest musicians, to my opinion, ever, that ever lived, still living. Thank you, Brother O. Welcome to the She's the Show, airing live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Please feel free to call in at 516-453-9133. Press number one, please, to join the conversation. Word. So, honor to you all. Much love to your families. The best to you all. Peace of mind to everybody. Comfort to those who need comfort. And tonight, I wanted to speak about the spirit world. Yeah, might as well keep talking about it. You know what I'm saying? It's a big part of my delivery anyway. So I wanted to speak about the spirit world. And when I speak about the spirit world.
No, you on. We can hear you. Go ahead and speak, girl. Go ahead and speak.
Oh, you good? Oh, I thought I got disconnected. I'm so sorry, everybody. My bad. I'm sorry. My screen changed on its own. Okay, so tonight I wanted to talk about the spirit world because we are the spirit world in flesh. I am not asking for no agreements, you know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is connected to the changes that our world is coming through. A lot of the world is speaking about change. A lot of the world is speaking about a change that's not known to the physical world. And I'm talking about an internal change, an internal transformation that is taking place with our mind, with our body, with our thinking, our dreams, how we interact with people, how we, you know, even connect with ourselves. And a lot of the experience, well, even since birth, is out of our control, the part that has been out of the world's control. Even when doctors say, how did she heal from this? Or how did the disease go away? Like, it's impossible. Like, how did this happen? In the world, we use the term miracle. How did the person get into a car accident and the car turned over and the person walked away with only a Band-Aid? You got to be kidding me. No, this is the spirit world, for we are the spirit world in flesh and blood, which makes us, because we're in flesh and blood, right? Okay. This human form, we are still one with what the human eye cannot see. Okay. Bear with me here, because I'm just going to pinpoint the changes transparently of what humanity is going to ring a bell or to confirm. And then some people may never come into it or understand, but everyone feels a change. Some people aren't able to speak it in words, just like me at a time. Some people aren't able to understand, just like me at a time. You see what I'm saying? But what this world is coming through is called for all to understand, and overstand yourself. No right or wrong. There's no force. There don't need to be a force because this world, the age is ending, the age of iron, coming into the new seventh golden age. Many of us have lived on this plane and have experienced many of the timelines of the past golden ages. There are many different ages, the Bronze Age, the Silver Age. There's a Aegis. The Age of Aegis is where warriors come here, well, to what's called the planet Earth, and live immortal on this planet and fight a thousand-year war, the Age of Aegis. And then the Bronze Age, many people research and read about the Bronze Age now, as we stand here now. The Bronze Age is in the timing of what's termed the Egyptian gods. What's termed the Egyptian gods. if you will. So in order for a civilization to evolve, not only in this world, but in other worlds, it takes millions and millions and millions and millions of years, because this is a soul's existence, a soul's experience in this body. Millions of us, as a reminder, have lived in many other worlds before we even built this little baby here. What's called Earth is a baby. She's the youngest motherfucker in town. And throughout the ages, our world in human form have evolved. I haven't always lived in this plane in human form. I have lived in this plane as a lion, me, my son, and my father. I have lived on this plane as a wolf. I have lived on this plane in the water for 24 million motherfucking years. I have lived on this plane in what is called a aquatic form, termed as a mermaid. I have lived on this plane in angelic form. When my daddy was a little boy and my grandmother was a younger woman, I was here on the planet whispering in her ass, in her ears, and in my father's ears, in angelic form. Now I'm here, my daddy done took his ass to heaven with his mama, and now, and my son, so now they whisper in my ear as I stand here in flesh and blood. We are one, whether you in tune with it or not. I come to bear witness and walk this earth in flesh and blood as one who can see all of the heavens. You want to know about yourself? Come get a session with me, because I can see you on the other side of the bell. You see what I'm saying? That's the greatest part of the evolution, of the transformation, of this ascension, was for one to remember themselves on the other side of the bell, because many of you have many of selves, not just one. In another dimension, you could find me as a dragon, and I'll burn your ass. Hell yeah, but I'm in human form now, honey. Uh-huh, stuck in the titty suit with you into my brothers with the phallus suit, if you will. Nice bodies, by the way. You know what I'm saying? We did good. We did good. We did good. We did good. You know what I'm saying? As good as we could get you. You know what I'm saying? We did good. So, speaking of the spirit world, this is why people in your dreams, your children having dreams too, good dreams and bad dreams. Any questions? Get an appointment with me. Any questions? Go talk to your children. They'll tell you this, honey. They're being tormented in their dreams. Yes, they are, just like your ass was when you was a child. I'm a dream catcher on the other side of the bell. That means that there's another form of me that specializes in the astral plane, where the human family is asleep in its consciousness, but well and alive in your spirit body. This is why you see yourself in dreams, Sybil. I love you. This is why you see what, this is why you go through what you go through in dreams. I mean, that's very bizarre and very broad. You know what I'm saying? Because we live through a lot of experiences. See, you can't Google that shit. When it comes to your dreams, you can't Google deja vu either. That's what I'm talking about. That's the same area that I'm speaking in. Your dreams, honey, when you traveling, when you uncomfortable in your dreams, when you going through experience in your dreams, when you see people that you know in your dreams, that's you and the other person in another dimension, live in the well. When you see someone that you know in a dream and it don't look like you on this planet, that's you in the heavens with that person, or in another dimension with that person, or in another eternal rest with that person, or in another space that's not a physical form in flesh and blood. Excuse me, you following me? This is the book of Revelations. Huh? This is the book of Revelations. So many of us, we come to bring, most of the world, whether they bring it out or not, come to bring what no man has heard, has heard nor saw before. A lot of people say ain't nothing new under the sun. Nah, motherfucker, I'm a new sun. I am a new sun. I'm going to blow up the sun that's over your ass now. You ain't read Revelations correctly with your spirit, and the sun will never shine again. Understand that. You got a spirit inside of you, especially to all these spirit-said motherfuckers out here with your spirit-said ass. Whatever. Sound like you still skipped the message, bitch. So anyway, the spirit world. This is why you feel a presence around you. Oh, no. Brother O, am I still up and running?
All the way live. Don't worry about that.
Oh. Okay, okay. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Someone called me. Uh, Excuse me. Let me just start over again. Y'all threw me off the phone call. Spirit world, excuse me, family. Thank you for your patience. Oh, when you feel a presence around you in your home, let me just start there. Some presence is a form. We could feel a presence of something that is of existence, but we don't see it all the time or fully with a human eye, but we know that some body, because that is a body, it's just not a human flesh and blood body. Some people are in tune can say, my grandmother came to me. My grandmother came to me. Some people have gotten far as communicating with other life forms that have come into this physical space. Some people have communication. Some people work with other life forms, such as their family member that is not in flesh and blood anymore. Or many of us, let me say this, we got friends from other worlds that's assisting us in this world. There are, let me use myself, I got friends from different worlds that come into this planet to help me get shit done. Any questions? They're not in flesh and blood. I know them very well. I've gone to school with them. I live with them in different worlds. I've lived in 14 different worlds with my son, 6 different inner earths. Any questions? I work with 8 races on this planet that was not born into breath. I got shit to do. Any questions? Next track, brother O. Come on, Stevie. Thank you, Brother O, for that track, Stevie, the great one. Speaking about the spirit world, I'm just throwing stuff out here tonight, okay, as I get through this. A little sleepy, so I'm just being transparent. It's all the ring bells for this global awakening. Again, the last thing I was speaking about before the classic came on was people being in communication. You may not be right now, yet it's happening. I work with racists, ain't never been here before, to prepare for the new world who will join us in the new earth. Eight races that we have never connected with till now. Any questions? Please feel free to call in. Your children can see all these unseen beings, good, the bad, and the ugly. All children, I know every child on this planet, inside out, can see inside them, see what's installed inside them, what star system. Any questions? Don't you want to know about your child? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. The people be so fucked up around here. Goddamn, they don't even give a fuck no more. Niggas is stuck in these goddamn emotions, bitch. They don't even want to know what the fuck their children is about no more. You know what I'm saying? You ain't reached that shit yet, and you got a nigga on the planet freely giving. You got a nigga on the planet that can remind you of something that's inside you about the soul of your children, and you gonna keep jumping on my motherfucking videos and not even want to be interested in the soul of your child? I can confirm it with your child right in front of me. Your children know me. They was born knowing me because of what the fuck I installed inside of them, because I'm the tree of life. I play a big part with everyone and every child that breathe breath in flesh. Any questions? The kingdom walks amongst you, honey. Every child on this planet, honey, what star system they come from? What part, or let me say it another way for the Christian family, where the children reside in heaven? We shouldn't be disclosed from that, especially the Christian family calling on God and the Jesus all motherfucking day. You mean to tell me you can't see heaven yet? And you got this boy, Jesus' name, coming out your goddamn mouth? Something is wrong with this. I thought so. It's Revelations, honey. Huh? And don't seem like most of the Christian family paying attention to what the boy allegedly said in the Bible. He said that they would do greater works. Well, here we are. You see all these people on TikTok all around the world. Breathtaking, incredible. Hello. Our world is changing. Some of y'all ain't from here. Thank you for visiting. I come to remind you about the soul and about your children's soul. But shit, the way the world got brainwashed, honey, bye. The world got brainwashed so goddamn bad, honey. Ain't no right or wrong. See, the world complain about shit, right? But when you get the legends, the walking flesh and blood straight out of the kingdom, where else we come from? I can help you see the heavens. Any questions? I got the power to turn your eyes on so you can see heaven. Any questions? I didn't come in the flesh to leave a people disclosed. I didn't come in the flesh to see a people in this condition that's stuck in a frequency cage. That the God that you pray to don't seem to be hearing, motherfuckers. Shit me. Why you feel the way you feel then? Huh? Why you torment with your motherfucking self? This shit a little bit more deeper than prayer, especially if you can't see who you praying to. I got the power to help you see who you praying to. You don't want to see this? I'm just saying. Any questions? The spirit world. Huh? For you to be able to see your sons and your daughters in heaven right now, why you looking at my ass? Why you listening to me? Any questions? You don't want to see your sons and daughters walking in heaven right now? To see yourself? That's what the Wounddom School is about to those online. Any questions? Y'all hear them people that don't want to ask nothing, brother. Oh, shit, we might as well play another track. Shit.
No. We got some calls on the line. We got some calls on the line before we go to another track. Call number one, you're live right now with Christine Powell, who's known as Jesus, and her own show.
Welcome to the Jesus Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello?
Hello, is that me?
Hello, who's calling? Welcome to the Jesus Show.
Hi, is that me?
Brother O.
Hello?
Ava, it's you.
Yes, how you doing?
Yeah, I was asking if that was me. Hi, how are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you clearly. What would you like to speak on the topic of the spirit world?
Yes, I am. I see them around me all the time. Not so much communicate, but I get signs from my mom and dad, from above, my grandmother, and I certainly have spirits around in my apartment. My dog sees them sometimes before I do, but I can feel the presence, you know what I mean? And you were talking about connecting to another life. I remember when I was a teenager, I was sitting on the beach one day, and I saw myself on a boat in, like, I don't know, a time way prior, like in the 1900s sometime. I remember seeing myself in those kind of clothes and stuff. And I haven't seen that image again in a long time, but I remember feeling that and seeing that like I was around in another time. But I always have to feel the spirits around me, and I think you're doing a great job with your show tonight. I love your topic.
Thank you. Thank you. Excuse all the cussing, honey. I'm so happy I got to water my shit down. Thank you.
Thank you. You're all good. You're all good, and I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. And one thing, Mother Dragon, much honor to you, to the beloved Queen, the Draco. One thing about many of us, some have seen it, some have not. Like the young lady just spoke about seeing herself back in the 1900s. I've had the same experience. It's when I found out that I was here. I was born in the late 1800s, and I transitioned out of here in 1934 in female form on what's called Florida grounds, which Florida at the time would be what's called Georgia, well, Florida, Georgia, South and North Carolina. But, of course, things have changed, you know what I'm saying, through what's called time. One time, one of my cats showed me a timeline in my bedroom doorway. And it was to help me with a young man that's in my life named Dice. And I was his brother. I was his baby brother. And our father was the last king of Babylonia. So when my cat showed me myself in male form, with my other soulmate that's here in flesh now. You know what I'm saying? He in male form, of course. I'm a female now. But we was brothers. It was three of us. I was the youngest one. He was the oldest. And to see that timeline, and you don't see every timeline. I needed to see that timeline to put another piece to the puzzle of my connection with one of my soulmates, because I live with dude in five different dimensions. We dragons in one dimension, but when you get to the sun, we high priest. When you get to what people, well, let me just say 19 Galaxy Ilion, he a world forger. He put what's called planets in their place, and I'm an avatar, a high science avatar, so we work together. Then in flesh, we do assignments together. Like, I cleaned Disney. He closed the gates once I got past the Florida state line. I know I'm talking fast about some esoteric shit, but I wanted to get that out. The sister that just called, she just reminded me of seeing a timeline in the doorway of my bedroom, and it helped me to put another piece to my connection with a soulmate. And you know what I'm saying? It was very important, because it wasn't just about me and him finding, it wasn't about me and him just finding each other in flesh, because he's still dealing with the old energy, right? Because we just woke up 5 minutes ago, and I'm still coming out of the old energy too. And we got motherfucking issues, because we was born into amnesia, into a frequency cake. So, bear with me. I would let them know, because women, you know what I'm saying, sometimes we know better. Like, nah, this ain't about no romance. Just because we found each other, this shit ain't about fucking. This is deep. I want to know what's the connection between me and you. No, I don't want to live out the same old shit that I had with every man. I want to get into your soul. What is the purpose? You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that I had the wisdom to defeat that where I was. Because, nah, it wasn't about us just getting together. No, no, I ain't ready for all that. I want to know your soul. I ain't never took out the time to get to know a nigga's soul, let alone remember my own. You know what I'm saying? So that's important to me with anybody. But especially some male counterpart, no. You know, no. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what is the purpose. Like my producer, brother, oh, I done been his sister before in another life, period. You know what I'm saying? Many of us done crossed paths. Cross paths, you know what I'm saying? Other lives, many of us have been related before. I done been lovers with the man that I'm talking about. We done been brothers. We done been priests together. We supernovas together. We dragons together. And we lived in the water inside the earth for 24 million years together. That's five dimensions. Now we in flesh together. You see what I'm saying? All of this information not only coming to me, like the sister who just called in, it's coming to people all around the world. Why? To know they self. That's a part of the game to the God. We fell into amnesia. All we doing is living through a chaotic sense so we can win the game and go see half the world don't know no better. So they got their arms stretched out to a motherfucker in a digital sky. You know what I'm saying? Well, no right or wrong. Then the rest of the world is awakening slowly, like me, to the true self. You see what I'm saying? I can fly. Any questions? Why the fuck wouldn't I be able to? Just because you ain't been confronted with that self? Sit at my feet. But that don't mean that you got the brain capacity to even fucking receive me. Millions been watching me for years, don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And don't even ask no questions, especially something so powerful that I speak about children. Like, the people don't want to be interested in this shit. With their own children, I put my son in front of the world to even show, man, people be, I ain't saying people got to fuck with me. But it's like, damn, why do these people watch me all this time? Now I bring a physical divine intervention to your doorstep, to yourself, to your family to show you the world. And nobody wants this shit. The world going through hell, fucked up on the inside, realizing that most of this was an illusion, and I got the greatest shit on the face of the fucking earth. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? Just because I say that, what people don't know, they don't know. It's already 5,000 NPCs, the one soul bitch. That means that I got 5,000 dead niggas that watch me, motherfucker, that never woke up to shit. I can tell by the way I post, and I brought so much greatness right in front of the people, like multidimensional power I show in flesh and blood. The people don't want that shit, not for their children or nothing. So they not wrong for that. Nobody wrong for that. Bitch, I'm straight out of heaven. I came from a future that the world still pray to get to. I was already there. I came back in the flesh to be one with you, just to assist you with assisting yourself. Any questions? I don't know, brother. Oh, they like when I make chicken, though. They heart my shit. Next track, brother. Oh.
Let's go.
One love. Talking about the spirit world, like just being transparent, throwing out pointers that'll ring a bell, that will ring a bell when it comes to the spirit world. I talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, the chaos, the wickedness, and the benevolence. Spirit world. Children, they don't talk about it because if the parents, the children are waiting for the parents to awaken. Parents think they got to teach children something. Girl, please. These children is born knowing what most wouldn't even believe children would know. Man, please. Children, the TV. The TV is the worst shit that ever happened to a child's mind, including your ass. The television is the worst shit that ever happened to a child, including you. That goddamn television. So, you can talk to your children. There are beings that come through the television and torment your motherfucking children. Ask them. They ain't gonna talk about it because your ass ain't talking about it because the world already told you what to do and told you who to pray to. And the world taught you how to give your motherfucking children away 5 days a week. A goddamn sickness. Nigga, crazy as fuck. So, there are beings that come right through the television screen. The children know it. It's coming through different TV shows and cartoons because all that shit is meaningless. And bad enough, they got to get away and get kicked out their own goddamn house. I know you don't say it like that because you too comfortable with the way of the world. Don't let me interrupt your motherfucking demons. I said it. Children already got to get kicked the fuck out their own home. The spirit of abandonment, the spirit of separation, and the spirit of being pushed away. Did you ask your child, are you okay with being given away 5 days a week? No. So where did that fucking thought come from? Not you. That's not your heart. That's another motherfucker's thought that got a plan to sedate you. And that's part of why the world fucked up now, why you tremble now, why your heart torn apart now. Why you deal with confusion. Half of you don't even want to be on earth. Half of you, somebody jumped off. Get the fuck off. The power of revelation, I will blow your ass away. I'm heavy. Spirit world. The television. It's the worst shit that ever happened to children and you. This part of why half the world now that will awaken to 50 million so-called blacks stuck in a bunch of acts of a bunch of knowledge that ain't got nothing to do with what you tremble with right now. Nothing to do with your dreams. Nothing to do with the fact that you keep looking at the clock and keep seeing visions and numbers and even different existences or presence around you. Your children, too. Another thing about the spirit world, to the mothers. With our lazy ass. Always jumping on my goddamn videos. As a reminder. To the mothers. Since you mommy, right? Lord. Since you mommy, right? How you pray to a God but don't protect your own child when they go to sleep? Somebody laughing like a motherfucker. Huh? How you pray to a God or a nigga named Jesus, right? You can't see him either. There's something wrong with that. But when your child go to sleep, you know that you dream. You see activity in your dreams. Your child dream too. Where is your child's spirit? If you go, ain't no if, you go through what you go through in your dreams. The children going through the same shit as mommies with these mommy motherfuckers on the planet, all these mothers. Let me remind you during the book of Revelations with all this spiritual shit and all these I love yous and grand rides in this shit. Grand rise your ass higher into being able to protect your child's spirit when your child go to sleep. See, you regular human mothers lazy as fuck. They ain't got to take care of their children 5 days a week but want a man. Bitch, bye. We backwards as fuck. And then you going to be fulfilled with a motherfucking nigga in your life. But your son and your daughter don't get that kind of time with you? That's more like childhood trauma that we seeking out and want a nigga to love us, motherfucker. That's backwards to not have your children with you but want this man in your ass. And this man, I'm going to keep saying the same shit. You damn right. Didn't God tell you to keep praying to him? The same old shit. Don't the human family keep doing the same old shit? Complaining when somebody gets shot down in the street? That's the same old shit. All the people going to do is complain about it, complain about it, and don't got no power to change shit but run our motherfucking mouth. Oh, I got power. I show it. You got to be a powerful one to understand it. I ask all the time, any questions? I can demonstrate everything that I talk about, including showing you the power in you and the power in your children and why the fuck you can't nerve. You don't want to know that? See, yo, Mother Dragon, it's like that. Many of you done heard it. When it comes time for the real business or when people get out there and do movement, what's called the people ain't nowhere near to show the fuck up right there. You present the most powerful substance to a people. You ain't got no questions. You ain't interested in this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it's 5,000 NPCs to one soul. Honey, round and round they go. Yes, boo-boo. You don't want to know about this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just talking about the spirit world hitting different points. It's just the book of Revelations. I'm not here for your agreements or disagreements. I come to speak the truth. And I can take you through every inch of what the fuck you going through and what you experiencing. Now, I'm going to say it again. The TV is the worst shit that ever happened to anybody in the human family. The children, millions of the children, dealing with torment because of that television. They don't talk about it because your ass ain't talk about it because you already seem to have it figured out what the fuck to do with children on the planet. But that's not true because children ain't been on the planet long enough. Why would parents be frustrated with children? How could you ever get mad at a child? Fuck wrong with you, bitch. That means that you didn't grow the fuck up. How could you be wrong? How could you be mad at a child that came out of your motherfucking ass? Ain't even been on the planet 5, 10, 20 years. This is ridiculous. It goes to show that we didn't grow up. Honor to the elder Geraldine. That right there is a wake-up call. Why are people mad at children? Now, the average motherfucker going to say, because she says my daughter did my stuff. Bitch, bye! Why do your children think like this? What the fuck have you exposed them to? Which is you, the way of the world. No right or wrong. Something is wrong with this. Being frustrated, being angry, this punishment bullshit, giving children materialistic stuff and then taking it? These are confused people. Simple. Get into the imagination of the child. Children are so precious. How in the fuck are we upset at children? Frustrated. This comes from us not fully purging the self. I didn't say we could do that overnight. Children ain't our problem. Half of the women stress out because you the one who making this kid go to bed. They got to go to bed at a certain time all to get the fuck away from you. That's your frustration. Your heart ain't telling you to do this shit, woman. You frustrate your goddamn self to dictate a child that you don't fucking want, but to dictate them based on somebody else's energy, and you wonder why the fucking child, just like us, didn't want to go to sleep. Bitch, I ain't tired. You want me to go to bed to get the fuck away from you, but yet you want to be loved. You're fucking lonely. You're broke. You're stressed. You're impatient. You feel heartache. You feel sorrow. You got to be fucking kidding me. All that you have been through in the last motherfuckers that we don't want around us is our own fucking children, but you lonely. All these fucking people, lonely as shit, want a man, want a fucking woman, tired of being broke, tired of suffering, as they say, tired of being down, but bitch, you niggas don't even want the fucking children and grandchildren that you've been gifted with, but you want all this other shit. I know. The shit that we have been through. Oh, trust me, I know. You don't agree with me. Bitch, your pain run too deep to reach what I'm saying, but I'm going to say it anyway to your heart. I ain't talking to your rabid ass mind. I'm talking to the heart inside of you. Your heart know what I'm talking about. Saying bitches and all. So, get the message. Hey, Hunter Black, I'm on fire. Brother O, we ain't got no callers. They still ain't calling.
Yes, you do.
Me.
Yes, you
calling
do. Yes, you do. Now, hold on, hold on. Look at your teleprompter. I've been calling. You know what I mean? You know how it is. Caller number two. You're live right now. We'll take call number three, then next track. Call number two. You're live right now with Sheezus and the Sheezus Show.
Yo. Yo, this is Clever. One half for the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the old uncles got bars where you can play numbers at. While you get tilted at the beef of beer, and at the same time shoot pool with strippers. What's good?
What's good, Clev? Shout out to Philly, man. Thank you for always calling in, and I apologize for not catching you. I love you. Thank you, brother. What's good? Just throwing out a couple of pointers that's connected to our awakening. I'm still there, right?
Yes. Yes, you are. And we're here with us. You know what I'm saying? While we all being all itself out here with it right now, you know what I mean? Because you doing
yes.
it, I hear you, channeling live, you know what I'm saying? But check this out, right? I just want to share this with you, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Clev One, you know what I'm saying? He's been, you know, I've been the master of the Kung Fu breakdance, you know what I'm saying? While drunken off of ancient spirits, you know what I'm saying? A long time, for decades, you know what I mean? Where, you know, I shadow box with him or I see him all the time. I see him in the streets. I see him on the subways. I see him on the corners. You know what I'm saying? I see him driving by in they beaming mobiles. You feel what I'm saying? I see him floating all over the place. You dig it? You know, even though I don't communicate with them, however, I see them take host of others. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very. But I'm like, I tell you, I'm like, let me see who I am, brother, when I'm doing that. Let me see. I'm like Magneto. I got to put the Magneto helmet on because I got my hat on backwards when I be out in public. You dig it? When I'm
I
out
feel
in the
you.
I got my Magneto helmet on, tilted on backwards. You know what I mean? You know, so boom, I'm doing that, right? So, but I notice they get nervous when they come near me. They get friendly all of a sudden.
Oh.
We're like, they'll be like,
kind of like the funny
and then when they get near Clev One, they like, hey, how you doing, sir? Hey, nice evening.
They
you know
straighten
what I'm saying?
Up.
Where it's like, hold up, man. That's Magneto. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, all right,
yeah.
I see you, man. Where I understand your language because I got 52 street corners of them. You see what I'm saying? So, boom.
Yeah.
I don't say too much to them. You know what I mean? Because they be having a lot of conversations to themselves. Well, I won't say. They be having a kind of a Congress meeting with a few of them at times. You know what I mean? Whenever you see them and you hear them and they hearing, they hear the voices, you know what I mean? It's different ones and all them type of things like that. You don't see them or none of that.
Yeah.
You don't see them. They hear them. Whatever. They out here. You know what I mean? They live amongst us.
Oh, yeah.
They're from the smokeless flame. Yes, they exist. So, boom, they be out here, and boom, sometimes you got a shadow box with them. You feel me? Because they'll
right.
jump on you. They'll jump on you, and then what happens is,
yeah,
this is
will,
when, you,
sure will.
When you perform bad behavior, remember you're being puppeteered. You know what I'm saying? So be aware, folks, you know what I'm saying? Understand that you don't call these things upon yourself. You know what I mean? Be aware of the spirits if you don't know how to shadow box them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
because they're very real out here. You dig what I'm saying? I'm Clever One. One half for the Bully Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia.
Baby.
Look, where old head almost got tackled at the Burlington Coat Factory because he was trying to burn the buzzer on fire and he used Clef One as a shield. Check your satellites.
Brother Old, next track, baby.
In the crowd. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dip and kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some yummy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dip and kisses full of love for you.
Got some what you do.
Yes, sir.
When I do, my love to you.
Jesus, bow, y'all.
Do,
you know,
what you do?
What you do?
I do, my love to you. Do I do? What you do? When I do, my love to you. Do I do?
Do I do?
What you do?
What
I do, my love, Nate. I know the record's about to end, but we just gonna play and play until it goes away. So if you don't like the groove, you can turn your record off. It won't cost you nothing but a penny, and you'll have a call. I know I cannot rhyme, cause I ain't like, and I'm fine. But I said,
Anna, Anna, thank you, brother O, for another classic. We got caller number three. Caller number three. Welcome to the Cheesy Show.
Hey, Master Cheesy, how you doing?
Uh-oh. Hello? Hello?
Hey, honey, you fading in and out, man.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I thought that was magic, man.
Yeah, you're fading in and out, man. You sound like you're in the closet.
Yeah, you
can
sound like
now?
Havoc Man for a minute.
That's Closet
Hello?
Man. I know you stupid. No, he ain't now. She called the boy Closet Man. Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Hello?
Shut up.
Hello?
Hooney.
Hey, what's up?
Honor to you, Hooney. Much honor to you, sacred love.
Hey, you know the Magic Man love you. Can you hear me better? Does that still sound like a... No, I don't want to
you.
Say that. The Magic Man is coming
you.
Out no closet, man. Y'all might forget that. Hey,
I hear you clear, baby.
But look. Yeah, definitely got to be clear about that there. But look, you know, I always want to show my divine love and support for one of the greatest incarnations, during our time or any other time for that matter. I mean... Someone would have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to realize the divine bliss you are for all of us. And I give thanks to your message, give thanks to your delivery. And, I don't want to stop the flow. I just want to do a special plug right quick. I'm getting ready to celebrate my 6-year anniversary with our great company of WBNN. And along with my celebration, 6 years. It's amazing how fast time flies. But
I'm going on three.
That,
something like that, yeah.
Yeah. It'll be May 4th, and I'm going to be honoring all women. All women. Mm. And you don't necessarily have to be a mother in order for, you don't have to give birth to, in order for to be a mother. But you got many different mothering types out there. So Magic Man want to definitely take time, along with my celebration, is to give honor to all mothers, okay? So
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you as well. Love you now.
Wow. When he spoke about mothers, all women, the other day I said to a friend had brought up Mother's Day to me. And speaking about the spirit world, right? One of my sisters brought up Mother's Day to me because this is the first Mother's Day that my son is not alive in flesh. I said, shit, quiet camp, I wasn't a motherfucking mother to him. I was a god to him. No, I said it before. I was a mommy when I had to cook for him, take him to buy books, go to karate class, wash this boy clothes. But nah, I operated with this child through the supernatural. I operated with this child through different soul versions that are housed inside my corporeal body. I responded to this boy in many from my male form. I wasn't just mommy to him. See, when I was fully a mother to Jalen, I gave his ass away 5 days a week and shocked the spirit and broke his heart. I put my hands on the child. That's some wicked shit, honey. Mm. Speak about spirit world. That's a wickedness, and I broke it down to him why that was wicked and what the origin of that darkness come from to make me even think like that, to beat on your body, son, and you ain't been on the planet but 5 years. This is a sickness. So anyway... When my homegirl brought up Mother's Day, I said, first of all, every day is Mother's Day, sis.
the fuck out of here. Every day is Mother's Day. Two, I'm going to say it again. I see my son every day and talk to him every motherfucking day. I'm his mother in heaven. I've been his mother in heaven. Now, when me and this child get to different dimensions, I ain't his mother. In certain dimensions I am. Excuse me, if you will. Different ages, I've been his uncle. Different ages, me and him have been brothers. So when it comes to this Mother's Day, I never cared about Mother's Day. I got a problem with the fact that women give their fucking kids away 5 days a week. I don't praise Mother's Day at all. I got a problem with this on the planet to why I even came in flesh and blood all to run my motherfucking mouth about it. Huh? So I don't represent Mother's Day because to me, every day is Mother's Day. Whether your kids in school or not. Second, I'm a little bit different. That mommy shit create a mother to be fucking carnal. You see what it do to women? They don't want their goddamn children. Yeah, I said it. Any questions? You ain't got the brain capacity to fucking agree with me or disagree with me. So when it comes to Mother's Day, I see my son all day, every day. I'm on a contract with him. That motherfucker was only supposed to be in flesh for 17 years, according to man. It was really 19 years, because I carried the boy 11 and a half months. That means when he was born, he was 11 and a half months old. Man, see a woman, we fell asleep. So man tell woman what the fuck to think about a development of a child inside her own ass. And we were so hoodwinked and blind. So his life was written out for 19 years in flesh. But because we stuck in time, motherfucker, and because a woman can't think no more. See, what's the problem with this? That your child is 9 months the day that it's born, motherfucker? All right, then. So Jalen was 19 years old when he left the flesh, according to what I wrote in heaven for his ass. But to mankind, the boy was 17 and a half years old. That shit ain't accurate. I don't think the way the world do, just like many of you are changing how you think, right? All right, then. So I'm on a contract with this little nigga baby that I got up out of here, and I put him on a planet that I built. Any questions? Yeah, I put him on a planet that I built. That's actually an aquarium. Any questions? I can help you see the world you're going to. I can help you see the heavenly place you keep praying to. I can help you. I can turn an eye on inside your motherfucking body so that you can see everything in heaven. Any questions? Probably not. That's some heavy shit. You niggas do good with your Asha and your Grand Rise and your little basic-ass old energy spiritual shit down this motherfucker. I help you see your children that you didn't give birth to. I help you see children that you have in other dimensions that wasn't going to take on flesh and blood. Many of you have children in another dimension that didn't take on flesh and blood. Any questions? I can show you that too. Bitch, it's a power in me that can turn a power on inside of you. I ain't come into flesh for nothing. Huh? Any questions? I ain't fucking think so. Because by the time you get to Jesus, nigga, you don't know whether to go left or right. You don't know whether to fucking Ashe or Grand Rise me, nigga. Motherfucker. You don't know whether to click like or fucking heart, bitch, by the time you get to my motherfucking post. I thought so, nigga. Our new son. The new son. Not this piece of shit that's shining over your ass. I put it in Revelations, nigga. The character, the nigga Paul, that's actually a real nigga in heaven. You want to see Paul? You're reading Bibles, right? You got the power to see him, too. One of the greatest musicians. I'm talking about the spirit world. Any questions? See, I don't talk about it. I said I got a power in me that could turn a power on in your ass and your children, too. You need assistance with that? Come to my motherfucking office. You could get on a plane and come see me. Bitch, I have you flying in this motherfucker. Any questions? Caller number 4. Welcome to the Jesus Show.
Hi, Jesus. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hey, honey. How you doing?
Hi. I'm just calling to support your show. You got an interesting topic. I will just comment on the visions. I've never actually had visions before, but I was regressed. And when I was regressed, I found out I was Native American, a Native American shaman. So that was just, like, really, really, really on point when you were talking about that we don't remember what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
We just have no memory of it. And it's a good show. I'm really enjoying it. So keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Much honor to you and your family. The best to you, sister, and everything about you. Do it all, honey. Next track, Brother O. Al.
Isolation, exploitation, mutilation, mutation, creation, confirmation to the evils of the world. Savior of love will come to stay. Tell me who of them will come to be. How many of them are you and me? Proclamation, a great relation, consolation, integration, clarification of revelation. Acclamation for salvation, vibration, simulation, confirmation to peace of the world. Been spending most of our lives living in the past time.
Jesus, we got a caller live right now waiting for you and being very, very patient. Caller, you're live right now with Jesus and the Jesus Show.
Ah, thank you, Brother O, Brother O. Well, y'all, I just wanted to run my mouth with some pointers, just a little quick transparency, different attributes of the spirit world.
Hold on a second, Jesus. We got a caller online right now, ready to talk to you right now on this line.
Oh, okay. Hey, welcome to the Jesus Show.
Oh. Hi, peace and blessing.
Mother Bessie?
Yes.
Hey, baby, you sound so calm.
Truther,
I'm just calling in and giving you my support. And I enjoyed your talk tonight. And I feel like you're right when it concerns the children and the parents not teaching them properly. Everything is falling apart with the youth, and it's kind of sad to see. You know, they took a lot of things out of school that would help children to be able to deal with things on a daily basis. But they are deciding to take books and other things out. But I thank
excuse me,
you
Mama
for
Bessie.
All this.
Mama Bessie.
Yeah.
Mama yeah. Bessie, when I was 15 years old, my father said, I'm taking you out of the system because it's not good for you. It is not going to give you what you need. And my father said, girl, you need a skill. And he sent me away to a trade school. He said he dropped out of school, too. And he, see, back then, Mama Bessie, he born in 55. We in New York, right? He said, see, back then they had the trade schools, Mama. They done took that shit away on purpose. But, see, my daddy took me out of the system at 15, in the ninth grade. It was that late shit. You know what I'm saying? Because he realized this girl did not participate in second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. This girl will not talk. I can't work because the girl keeps snapping the entire years of elementary school. Man, I was a fool in that place. My father couldn't keep me in the place. He took me out. He sent me away to a trade school. I got 2 years certified. You see what I'm saying? In culinary arts, because that's what I chose. He was one of the prayers. You better choose something because you ain't going to school no more. I don't care about no prom. You don't need none of that, Chris. You need to learn how to do something with your hands. I went away to school for 2 years, did another year and a half certified as a New York State chef. You see what I'm saying? And that shit helped me today to create a kitchen in my own motherfucking house. Come on now.
Yeah. And you know, sister,
come on.
Today they're not teaching these children what they need to do to face the world out there. When I heard this story about this mother and she had to take her child out of school, I'm not sure what grade he was in. Maybe he was in the sixth grade. But this young man could not read. He could not read.
Yeah.
And she went off on the school. They are not teaching these children the things they need to do, economic-wise, brain-wise. So, my sister, this is a wonderful subject, and I pray that all the parents out there will talk to their children and help them have more knowledge than what the schools are getting them. Well, I love you, and I will be on
tomorrow night.
I love you,
Mama Bessie.
Love you so much.
Thank you, Mama Bessie. Thank you so much, and I love you, too.
Okay. I'll be on tomorrow on the 28th. Peace and blessings and much love.
Thank you so much. Ooh, to add to that, when Mama Bessie just spoke about how the schools aren't teaching. Hold on. Oh, we got a caller six and Cuba. Okay, caller number six. Who's calling? Welcome to the Jesus Show.
Hello, Jesus. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you today?
Hey, girl. Hey, Mama.
How are you?
Good, Mama.
Thank you. I got a question for you. I was listening to you talk and how you were talking about how you were in male form and, you know, how you were dragging and things like that. Now, let me ask you something. I'm sure you spoke about this before, but and I know how you always make a point to say that, you know, how people kids away 5 days a week. Here's my question. Besides them sending the kids away for 5 days a week and you saying that you've been in male form and things like that, I'm just curious on what you think about what they teach in school about gender identity and how they're teaching children about sex so early. And, like, that was not like that when I was in school. I want to know what you think about that.
Sis, I don't feel any school in America should even be fucking operating, sissy. I'm speaking
okay
towards you, not at you. Excuse me, sis. off gate due to the divine disconnection between the mother, the father, and the child. It's not enough time with the divine connection with the mother, the father, and the child, or the father and the child, or the mother and the child, before a child is going outside of the home to be exposed to other motherfuckers' thoughts. That's dangerous. And look at us today, all broken and fucked up around here, lonely and all type of shit from here to Africa. Man, please. And then, I'm sorry. I'm so hyped. Go ahead, sis. See, I can't even go further, sis, because I don't even feel children should be kicked out their fucking house 5 days a week. Right there, I can keep it at home to not leave the home.
So what about the parents? Like, I'm not against what you're saying, but I'm just curious on how you feel. What about the parents who are not equipped with the knowledge to even be able to teach their children?
They are. They have not awakened to it, and motherfuckers ain't hearing the call in the heart, period, sis. We powerful enough. There's an installation inside the heart, the gospel inside the heart, and the evolution installed inside the motherfucking DNA, sis. Race is advanced, and the call is there. These motherfuckers and call on the God and the Jesus. The people have enough brains to run their fucking mouth about a change that needs to be made and all this, that, and the third. Well, I just came to remind about what the fuck is inside of us for that change. But you know what? Deep down inside, sis, a world don't really want to go through the transformation or don't know how to do to. People don't know how to shut the fuck up and stay in silence, and if they would kept their children close to them, there go the answer right there. The children would talk to the parents about the heaven and give them their own souls back to them. Shit, nowadays the bitch is so worried about being motherfucking lonely. Shit, he ain't think about those motherfucking kids. We still dealing with childhood trauma. Who didn't love us and who wasn't there for us? Who didn't hear us? Who didn't understand us? Is the root of our issues. But the crutch now is police and schools and this and Washington. Bullshit. You got your own internal issues individually. Bullshit. Or it wouldn't be police in the schools in the Washington. When the people don't know his goddamn self, this is how our world turns out.
Well, thank you so much for answering my question and telling me how you feel. I appreciate it. My show will be May 5th at 9:30 p.m., The Power of Thought. And thank you so much for answering my question, sis. Thank you.
Final thoughts, brother?
Yeah. it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby.
The one and only multi-Grammy award-winning sound of our generations, Mr. Stevie Wonder tonight for Christine Powell. And I'm really proud of this show, and you know how she gets down. You heard what she said. That's it. That's all of it. Tomorrow night, we will have a BevNat classic with the one and only Sister Bessie Trusa, the 2019 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. And most importantly, the WBNN host of the year for the same year. And Sister Bessie has archive upon archive of greatness. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Ola Dada Malewi goes there, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or one for programs tonight? Ola De Lay, Diane Grossman, myangina.com. Niam, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dudley Malay, when Grossman saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2018 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, and most importantly, the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, the wonderful Christine Powell, known to us as Jesus, the one that pleases.
Honor to you, Brother O. Thank you. Just thank you. Brother O, my last thoughts is to just give love to you. I want to thank you for every button that you clicked to send not only me, but all of us on the panel, our messages, not only through us who are on these apps, but to our personal cell phones every day. Thank you for the reminders. Thank you for always getting at me. Thank you for always reminding me. Thank you for checking up on me outside of WBNN. Thank you for your love for me and my children. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your love and your dedication for music. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for your support for me. You're not just my producer. We have a loving soul relationship as brothers and sisters beyond WBBB Hooney as well. And just honor to the whole panel, all of the speakers, my twin Terrence, you know what I'm saying, other nominee of 2022, much honor to us, Jerry Petito, my big sis straight out of Jersey girl, Tiana, Will, the God, the Philly brother, you know what I'm saying, and so many more, excuse me, Dobby Chinchilla, you know what I'm saying, Mama Bessie, you know what I'm saying, and the beloved Anna Wydell, the twins, you know what I'm saying, just all of those, don't mean to forget anybody's name, but I did, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to say thank you, Brother O. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for checking up on me. Thank you for always fucking calling. Thank you for seeing if I'm good. Thank you for making sure I'm ready for my shirt, my show, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for keeping me going when I be tired, and you be tired too, but you don't never give up. You don't never miss the show. So you can't tell you that bullshit. So just thank you for encouragement. Thank you for reminding me about leadership. Thank you for reminding me how important it is to support other people. It ain't just about you, Jesus. You got to make time for others, man, because we all in this together at WBNN. So just thank you for even showing me my motherfucking self. I love you, Brother O, and those are my final thoughts. You.